down south, neath the neon star, there's a man who plays the hot guitar. The Gumbo Wagon and the Gumbo Car, hear this man play the hot guitar. One fine night they were having a ball, the joint was jumping and rocking the hall. The hot guitar is set with a smile, from buck up through, it's anybody's style. Stepped a man from Tennessee, laid the buck in the kitty so easy and free. I'm from Nashville, he said with a smile, play me a chorus like Thumbs Carlisle. That's real great, I heard someone call, now play me a chorus that tops Les Paul. Was great and Thumbs no drag, but Hank's my favorite and a Sugarfoot rag. Man, oh man, ain't that the stuff? Play me something like Roy Acuff. Terrific pace when someone shouted, it's a hot rod race. They hollered and they shouted and laughed with glee and divorced Merle Travis by COD. Play something sweet like you've never heard. Give us a chorus like Jerry Bird. Your pick and lose your sins. Have a break like Chet Atkins. Well, he plays them low and he plays them high. Sometimes he plays them up to the sky. South, neath the neon star, the man keeps playing that hot guitar. The Gumbo Wagon and the Gumbo Car, long as that man plays the hot guitar.
Man, that great tune or what? I know the minute I heard that, man, that was like, that has everything. And that's the Pepper Potts. And that's new. That's their band from Spain, Pepper Potts. And man, it's called I Can't Choose, about the woman that has a kitty and her new boyfriend's allergic to the kitty and she doesn't know what to choose. I know, pick the cat. I can't stand people to get rid of their animals because, oh, my one daughter's allergic. Then get rid of your daughter. Get her that or give some shots. Animal, you know, just I tell you, a pet is the best. It really is. Always choose your animal. Always choose your animal. You got that, all right? That is the lesson for today. If everybody had, but then again, some people just don't know how to treat an animal right. So not everybody should have one, I guess. But they're wonderful. And animal friends... see there, but I'm just going to ad-lib this. Animal Friends has all kinds of animals you can adopt. How's that? I should write that. Yeah, you can get those. You can get an old one. You can get a young one. Yeah, you can get something to help you out. And that's the fascinating thing is during COVID, everybody got animals. All the animal shelters were empty. And for that 1 year, people don't realize 2020, you're going, what kind of problems did you have in 2020, aside from the fact that you might have get a virus and die? That united, you didn't see any mass shootings. You didn't see any mass thugs. Well, you saw a lot of masked people, you know, and a lot of people, et cetera. So that's the point. The people wearing masks now are the same ones that wouldn't wear them earlier. That's the thing I think is hilarious. I'm not wearing no mask. Well, you got to wear one now because what you're doing's very illegal. Okay, I'll put one of them on. Yeah. So, anyhow, Bonzo Dog Band in front of that. Speaking of dogs, from a reissue, Gorilla. And that is, I'm going to bring a watermelon to my girl tonight, which my mother used to sing to me around the house. Yeah, explains a lot. And then, let's see, what else did we play here? We played, what's that? I want a hot guitar. We heard Eddie Hill and the hot guitar. That was really nice. And then, that's all we heard. And we started off the set with Fenwick Drainer, new single from a good old Pittsburgh guy, moved to Baltimore, band called Zocco. My buddy Sean in that band. You guys all right? We're capping the fine music finds of 2025. And I'm not going to mess around. You know, this year is going to be just 4 weeks. When I run out, I run out. Okay, if I don't like a song, I'll just take it because it has to have that appeal. It has to have that zombleness. And the zombleness is like the first time you hear it, you go, that's a bunch of okay. Mm-hmm. It does something. There's some like it's your inner brain thing. Mm-hmm. I should tell you about shows. Hopefully, I'll still be back. Anything can happen in this world. There might be a time when you turn on the radio and I'm just no longer here. You know, and that's a scary thought, you know, but, you know, that's why I appreciate every one of these damn shows. And you can listen to repeats Mondays 9 to noon. Now, that's a hell of a good thing. And people still, I've been doing this solidly. I took a handful of months off when I was running for state rep. And other than that, I've been on this station 25 years. About 20, 25 years, 24 and some change. Started in 2001. Yeah, 25. I'll say 25. Yeah, it's 2026. That's the thing. I have no trouble writing my checks and saying 2026. Some odd reason, going from 2024 to 2025 is a little rugged. 2025 to 2026 is like, okay, it's 2026. Yeah, that was simple. And today is January the 9th, 2026, if you're just joining us on this planet. All right, let's see here. New sounds discovered weekly in the lab. The lab, Mondays at 3 p.m. Sounds like a laugh riot show. Oh, and everybody loves funky, deep, psychedelic, electronical music in that. Couch dancing with Firefly Wednesdays. Wednesday afternoons at 3 to 5 p.m., so there you go. She's got a repeat show, but I don't know when that is. It says it's 5 a.m. on Mondays, but really? 5 a.m. on Monday? Let me wake up in the morning at 5 a.m. on Monday. I'm just getting, ooh, boy, there's some people that do get up at 5 a.m. on Monday. You have my deepest sympathy. Oh, well, whatever. Once again, you don't have to do this. Life's too short. If you're in a rotten situation at your work, we just got to be like the animals. You know, sometimes a coyote chews his leg off to escape. Sometimes the mouse takes the right turn and gets the cheese. Sometimes the mouse takes the wrong turn and a cat eats him. A lot of decisions to be made. You play it safe in life, you're only going to get so much. You play it dangerous in life, that is frightening, though. That's very frightening. And that's another thing I think they don't want people to do. That's why they try and compartmentalize and sucker everybody into working these dumb jobs for health insurance. You know, there's people that say, I got this great idea. I'd like to start my own business. But I got a kid and I got a wife and I got to figure out how to have health insurance. So I'll work at Subway or I'll work at, you know, to get some kind of semblance. Some semblance, not even real health insurance. Some semblance of health insurance. Some illusion. You're given the illusion of health insurance. And this is an interesting thing. Why we can't have health insurance? We're the only country in the world. Why can't we have it? Because it would destroy the insurance industry, okay? The insurance industry has been built up. It's a huge industry with a large lobby. Why can we never get rid of guns? Because there's a huge gun lobby, and it's built. You can't unbuild it. You can't unpoison the water. You know, why don't we have... what else don't we have? Why don't we have the metric system? Because because we're stubborn. We can't, it's too hard. You put money behind all this, you follow the money. That's why we can't have clean energy. George Carlin had a great line. He said, America is an oil company with an army. I thought that was an amazing thing. That's why we will never have clean energy. Because it destroys the oil industry. So we got these big industries that capitalism made. And you cannot change that. You know, it's been built. It's a huge machine and it'll crush you. So, yeah. On a brighter note, this isn't even a brighter note. It is fairly bright. The Des Desmonas came out with a new record. And here's the Duke Ellington Bridge. Zombo in Your Brain, RCT.
Never enough. I was locked up.
In the background, you're hearing "The Fracio" by Terror Moda. Before that, brand new by Lead Belly. That's right. He just came out with a new record, "Time Machine," and he wrote a new song that everybody ripped off later. You know, Johnny Cash did it. All these other people did it. On a Monday, brand new from Lead Belly, just recorded in a time machine. We really do need time machines. If there's anything, because they're actually looking at time as a dimension. And they say time really is razor thin. It's like, some people say it's like going around on a needle, and all you have to do is figure out how to slow the record down and back it up. But they say it's more like a piece of paper that you're pulling, and we're just like going across this like crumpled up paper, and our brain smooths it all out until it's like, you know, a very steady passage, and we see it as the passage of time. But I tell you, time machine would be the thing. Because here's what would happen. This would save, this would make us a decent human race. Because what would happen would be this. Or better yet, teleportation into other bodies. Like the old walk a mile in my shoes. Now that would be awesome. People always say, oh, you walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, let's take Stephen Miller. Dude up there, one of the Gestapo dudes. And you put him in Lead Belly's shoes in 1936 for a day. See, actually, there was a movie with Godfrey Cambridge called Watermelon Man, which was pretty amazing. It was one of these. It's a time when morality plays and things were like All in the Family, and they were teaching us lessons. These stories are supposed to teach us lessons and make us better people. It's not supposed to be just straight-up entertainment. That's one thing I got to hand to Norman Lear and folks of his ilk. Morality plays that teach us about race. Teach us about racism, how foolish it is. Teach us about all the nasty things about being a human being we can kind of bypass. Let me play something else here. In the background here, speaking of things that Whitey ripped off, Fela Kuti. So the Talking Heads and Eno hit a brick wall. David Byrne had a writing block. And Eno was in a record store and sees this record, Fela Kuti. Plays it for the band. They all start jamming like Fela Kuti. David Byrne starts writing up like lyrics. Eno writes lyrics with it. And that Remain in Light comes out. So Remain in Light actually is just a complete rip-off of Fela Kuti. If you listen to a lot of this stuff, it sounds like Remain Unlike. But needless to say, once again, you know, it's all about who steals what from who and does what with it. They say true artists steal or borrow. Yeah, plagiarists steal, true artists borrow. I guess whatever you say with that. So a time machine or putting somebody else in somebody else's shoes. So Watermelon Man was great because a white guy, racist white guy, wakes up one day as a black dude. And his whole world is upside down. He does not change. The nice thing is he does not change back to a white guy again, and he learns a lesson. He stays a black dude, and he helps other people out. It was a very daring film for its time, Watermelon Man, the 1970s. So, yeah, so that's the thing. Right now, it's just like joke. It's entertainment, jokes, and action. You don't see a lot of movies, and you don't see a lot of things on television that teach you anything. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, you know, and it's not like control teaching, like, you know, like a church, which I think is weird. I think church is weird. Just my opinion. Well, like, are you expecting something different every week you go just to have the same thing drilled into your brain? It's all control. All control. Control. You're paying for control because it makes you feel good. It helps you sort out all the garbage. Rather than worry about, like, oh, my God, this government, all this stuff. Oh, God's going to take care of that. I'll just prop my feet up, and God's going to take care of all of that. Get you to sleep at night. Gets a lot of folks to sleep at night. You just say, oh, God's going to take care of it. Now, he's got other stuff to do. If there is a God, he sure isn't like saying, well, what do I do about America? What do I do about that? No, we're like this infinite speck in the abyss. And you got to just know your place, man. Infinite speck in the abyss. It's kind of reassuring at times. Because there's some things like, a lot of things bother people now. Oh my gosh, this person got shot. This bad thing happened. I mean, you look back in history. You look back at all the bad things. You can't even remember. Remember September 11th? Everybody was like, oh, the whole world stopped. You know, because somebody punched us in the nose. Well, basically, a lot of people got killed. But that's the thing. And the whole, everybody was frightened. Oh, my God. Usurped with darkness. Not that long ago, COVID 2020 was here. You remember that? 5 short years ago, we were all enveloped in this darkness. And it seemed like there was no way out. Look where we are today. A lot of people don't even remember. Or they say, oh, I got the COVID. Oh, well, I'll take a test to stay home for a couple days. There were people fighting for hand sanitizer. There were people, like, literally getting into fist fights over toilet paper. There was craziness trying to get masks. There was a whole war going back and forth with vaccines. You remember that? 5 short years ago. So it's kind of interesting to say 5 years from now, we can kind of look back and go, wow, it all worked out. Or not. There we go. Let's play some music here. Stand up and stand up. Stand up and speak out. This is from band called Specimen. Zombo on the Brink. Man, we're killing it today. We're feeling good. We're muscling up. We're building our internal fortitude. you know what that was, right? That was Black Sabbath's Electric Funeral, done by Terror Twist. And that's brand new. We heard the reissues, some nice 80 reissues. Shriek Back. They re-released Oil and Gold. And that was a great record. All lined up. Before that, we heard Pink-Headed Bug by Three Johns. Nice re-release. This is a nice 80s re-release section is what we heard. And we heard Pink-Headed Bug by Three Johns. And we heard Specimen started off with Stand Up, Stand Out. So that was the older 80s stuff reissued. So I'm recapping. You're recapping. We're recapping together my finest music finds of 2025. It's going to be the next 3 weeks. This is the music I found in the first 3 months. And this is really hard for me to do because what I do is I collect music. Every month I get 100. I've got about 100 new releases. I listen to 100 new releases. Out of that, what did I like the first time I hear? Ooh, that's really good. That's really good. And I save it. I put it aside. I save the whole record. I set it aside, put it aside. And then at by the time I'm at the end of the year when I'm doing my recap, I have to try and re-listen to music that I heard like about a year ago and figure out what I liked about it. So the first month, this is the rough one. The first quarter. It's always the roughest. It gets easier as it goes on because I remember more as I get. But I'll hear things and I'm thinking of you guys. Hey, audience are really like that. I'd like to play because that's the reason why I'm doing this radio show. It's all about like, check this out. It's just like hanging out with your buddies. You know, hey, look at this record. Might dig this. That's basically what this show is all about. Just trying to get you guys to dig new stuff and maybe think a few new thoughts. Or at least think. And enjoy. Because it's that curiosity of life that keeps us going. Always listening to new stuff. Always trying to figure things out. That's what humans are. That makes you feel good when you're kind of doing a project or something, you know, and you might be really frustrated with it, you know. But then you're like a chimp. That chimp thing in your brain kicks in. That chimp thing was like, well, how about if I do this? How about if I try this? And it's really a fascinating trial and error thing. And then when you get it right, it's just a little reward. You get this little dopamine reward in your brain. And that's what kind of like this show is all about. Here's a PSA for you. You're one of the millions of Americans that feel left out behind the internet age. Everyone on, connects 2 million people, 10,000 computers since its operation in 12. I guess this everyone on helps people with digital training and digital literacy. So, but then again, you got to go to a website. So if you're not digitally literate and you're not going to be able to go to the website, they connect resourced communities and affordable internet computers. Oh, that's kind of cool. You can get refurbished computers and affordable internet. There you go. It's called everyoneon.org. Yeah, how about that? That's the thing. Everybody loves the internet. But it's a dual-edged sword. It's got this bad thing. It's got this great thing. It's got all this horrible stuff. But it's got this nice thing. And I figured this thing out about AI. People are scared and terrified. Now, Bitcoin, I can understand people being terrified about because that's just a Ponzi scheme. Bitcoin's going to be a punchline. 10 years from now, Bitcoin's going to be a punchline on the end of the joke. Either that or we're all going to have electric currency and we're not even going to know. You got to have money in your hand. That makes you feel good. Money in your pocket, walking around money. Nothing makes you feel like a human being when you got walking around money. You know, I got some Bitcoin on my, I don't know, man. It just ain't the same. Walking around money's nice. But people freaked out over AI. I don't know what's going to happen, all right? With Bitcoin, I don't know what's going to happen with AI. Listen to this show 20 years from now and then tell me how right or wrong I am in your time machine. I would appreciate that. Because, you know, if you listen, that's a hilarious thing. You'll hear like an old radio show, I'm the Hindenburg, oh, the humanity. You're like, yeah, wow. Okay, whatevs. Back at that time when that guy's doing it, the whole earth is falling apart because a dirigible blew up. You know, it's astounding. How some things are so brutally, vitally important to you at one moment of time. And just time moves on, and all of a sudden that thing just gets more and more invisible. It's like, oh man, there's still people. I can't let go of a lot of stuff. There's bosses I'm still mad at from 40 years ago. I'm still mad at bosses from 40 years. I can't let go of some of these grudges. You know, I still hate some of these people that wronged me 40 years ago. Grade school, even in grade school, still mad at some kids that, you know, that, man, I remember that one kid, you know, but you move on, you know, you use it as a learning experience, you know. I'm not a forgive and forget guy. I'm like, man, that was a jag-off move. And then you just kind of avoid it. You try and avoid those situations later, but it's gone. You know, I don't know why it still takes up rent in my brain, but it does. But I know I use it as fuel. I use that as fuel to propel me towards positivity. I really do believe that. You take the negative experiences, you kind of play them back. You're so glad you're not in that negative experience anymore, and it makes you feel good. Then you think about what you don't have, you know, that was a burden, and that's a nice feeling now. So, yeah, you don't have that in your life now. But like a lot of people like AI. Oh, my God, AI is this monster. Really? I remember when calculators came out. Oh, man, that's cheating using a calculator. You're using a everybody uses calculators now. Man, that's a drum machine on that song. That ain't a real drummer. That's a drum machine. That's not real music. Now drum machines are everywhere. You know? And does it make so what? You know? And AI, they make the big thing about AI. AI uses all this energy. It uses all this energy. Show me the machine. I never seen the AI machine. How much power does the cloud have where you put all your information? You know, they say, oh, it sucks up all this energy. That's why my energy bills are so. Show me the machine. I want to see the machine. I don't believe it's that big. I don't believe the AI machine is this giant size of a city, overheated monster that's sucking all our energy. I think there's aliens out there doing that. I do think so, too. All your job, all this stuff. What are being controlled? That's actually reassuring to think that you might be controlled by aliens. You know? At least you think they're smarter. Maybe they're using us for their entertainment. Maybe we're like in a big zoo. Maybe this is like some kind of like bad TV show. You know, aliens kind of set us up on this. Going, check this out. This guy's on the radio yelling again. He figured it out, but everybody thinks it's a joke. Crazy. Zombo in your brain. Right here, and it's almost noon o'clock. And we're recapping all the music of 2025. That's right. And you guys, we're all muscling. We're all finding our inner fortitude. And we're getting through the difficult situations in life. Because there's always going to be difficult situations. The thing is, you realize them. You come to terms with them. And you figure out the best way you can handle going forward. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be something. Always going to be something. Sorry, boosting you. So just kind of hang in there. But there's going to be good stuff. There's good stuff. Remember, it's always darkest before the dawn. I think someone said that. But then again, it just gets dark again later. Here is Lust Train. I love this mashup. It's CCC. In your brain.